Hey guys, I'm Alex.
And I'm Drew.
And today on the Two Man Comic Book Club podcast, we have a very special Christmassy episode. We're going to open some Secret Santa gifts. Let's go. Happy Halloween, everyone. just kidding. Merry Christmas. We are super excited today for this episode. This is our two-man Secret Santa-sode, and we got some gifts for each other. This is the second ever iteration of this tradition now. Even after two, it's a tradition.
I'll allow it.
You'll notice that we have a little bit of a setup today. We have this wide angle here for all of us, and then when we get something cool, we'll switch it over and show you up close.
We got. Since this is a different episode and we're not like working through things, and we didn't want Torrance to be so worried about switching every minute camera angle as we're doing this exchange. We're just trying this different setup. We're going to record another episode right after this, so the next one will be set up the same way. Let us know what you think. I mean, I'm a little more cramped, but if you guys like it more, then hey. Works for me.
Yeah. Cool. We're going to do a quick what you've been reading, yo, and then get right into it. This will probably be a slightly shorter episode, but...
Leave you more time to spend time with your family.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
Go get them and watch and listen to this show with them. Then afterwards, go back to number one and just binge the rest of the season. Try to finish before New Year.
Yeah, you can do it. Drew, what you been reading, yo?
I'm a bad little comic book boy, and I haven't read comics. I just got my new iPad in, and I just realized this morning I haven't read a single comic on it yet.
Wow.
So it has a new case that I'm not crazy about. Anyway, I've been reading books recently. So I've been reading The 4-Hour Workweek by Timothy Ferris.
That sounds like a dumb comic book.
I haven't even seen one drawing yet.
He didn't even draw any pictures.
No. So yeah, that's what I've been reading, yo.
No comics at all since the last time we recorded.
No, I mean, I did watch Spiderman.
Spiderman
No Way Home.
Cool. Yeah, we'll talk about that next. For another episode.
But I don't think that's it. That's really it.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to let everybody down.
Well, you've got time. You're on Christmas break now. You can try to read something.
Oh, I mean, something that is kind of comic looking. I've been playing Animal Crossing.
Ah, yeah. Drew just got his first Switch.
Yeah.
So we opened it early. Podcast.
Cool. Alex, what you been reading, Neil?
I have read a little bit. So the main thing that I've been chewing through is Why the Last Man, which I have heard a lot of hype about recently.
Kevin? Michael? Mark?
What?
The author?
Oh, yeah. What is it, Tori?
I don't know.
I can't remember. Maybe we'll look that up in a second. I should remember, but I just jumped right into it. I'm really enjoying it so far.
Just keep saying names while you're talking.
I can't remember who wrote it.
Go ahead.
It's really good. It's there's a TV show out by the same name, which the comic book inspired.
Brian K. Vaughan.
Oh yeah, Brian K. Vaughan.
I was close with all of mine, right?
The obvious
same guy that did Saga.
Yeah. So Brian K. Vaughan, he did Saga, he did Paper Girls, and then he did Why the Last Man. I don't believe in that order. It's super cool. It's kind of a post-apocalyptic era where something happened, which we haven't found out quite yet, or at least where I'm reading, we haven't found out, to where everything, and I mean everything, with a Y chromosome died immediately, except for the main character, who is the last man on Earth. And as you can imagine, that creates some interesting storytelling. So there's a show. Is it on Amazon? Is it on Prime?
That sounds right, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, somewhere on all of streaming you can find a show. The comic so far has been awesome. If the show's anything like it, I imagine it's pretty cool. I don't know if... this point, I mean, sometimes it seems like things get canceled as soon as they're created if they don't just absolutely nail it. So there's a chance that I'm reading this And I'll enjoy it just for a comic book and then try to watch it and it'll be canceled and not worth it. But
I've heard people talk very highly about it, so yeah, worth a shot.
It's pretty cool. I've seen it and just decided to jump on Comixology, and they had several issues of it. So I've been reading that one. It's a little bit spicy, nothing too crazy that I remember, but not the most tame comic book either. I've also been, I'm like 3/4 of the way through The Watchmen. Been working through that just right before I go to bed. I try to read a chunk of it. And then what else? There was one Marvel book that just came on to Marvel Unlimited that I went to check out. I'll save that for next episode, I think. Tori, what about you? What you been reading? Yo.
I've been reading the new Drew Morris.
Oh, the new Drew Morris.
Don't look too closely. It's a Kindle proof copy.
Our buddy Drew is now an author, amongst yeah. other things.
That remains to be seen.
I'm excited to read it.
I wrote it for NaNoWriMo this past year, and I realized that you can get author copies printed on Kindle. So
I'm going to assume that almost everyone listening doesn't know what NaNoWriMo is. Why don't you tell the class?
National Novel Writing Month. You just try to write a novel or 50,000 words over the course of November. I've tried to do it for like off and on for the past 10 years. This is the first year I ever actually finished. So
yeah, we should say two things before we get started. One, stick around to the end of the episode because we're doing our giveaway finally. We had way more entries this year than we did last year. Super awesome to see. We've already got the random name picker and entered in with all the names, and we're going to generate it, and it'll be random right at the end of this episode. We're going to have two winners, and we got some cool trade paperbacks to give away to y'all. It's going to be super cool. Also, Drew, can you tell us where they can find us on social media?
Yeah, you can find us on Twitter at Two Man Comic Book with the number 2. Instagram, Facebook, Two Man Comic Book Club. We'd love you to join our Patreon, patreon.com/Two Man Comic Book Club, and also join our Discord. We've been having some nice chats, some questions of the week recently. You'll find a link down in the doobly-doo. And that's give us a call. You know, I didn't even say this to you or you either, but we're coming up on our 100th episode. Ooh. And whenever we did our 50th episode, we did a mailbag episode. So maybe if you guys have questions for us about comics, about our lives, about underwater basket weaving, whatever, reach out to us, shoot us an email, twomancomicbookclub@gmail.com. Give us a phone call to the two-man hotline. That's 662-MAN-FAN-8. Or, you know, the ways that I just listed. Discord would be awesome.
Yeah. Come join the community. It's a lot of fun in there.
But yeah, if you have questions, well, maybe we'll have a 100th mailbag episode. Not the 100th mailbag. It'll be the second mailbag episode on the 100th episode.
Yes, you can find me at Alex Wayne Miller on all social media platforms. Wayne is W-A-Y-N-E, just like Torrance Wayne, because that is also Tori's middle name. Tori, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Torrance Watkins if you want to hear another white dude talk about movies every now and then.
Ooh, I do.
If you want to find me, I'm going to change how I do this since it's so complicated. I'm just going to say you can find everything, every way to contact me on drewmorrismusic.com.
That is way more concise. The Secret Santa has ended, and I hear say that people have been receiving their Secret Santa gifts. I am the only one on the staff here at Two Man Comic Book Club that has received theirs, so I'm going to show mine off, and these boys get to wait all the way till actual Christmas, I think. So I got lucky. Actually, I wasn't supposed to. I found out who it was after I opened it. I wasn't supposed to open it yet, but this person just sent me the stuff straight from Amazon, so it was just Amazon packages with my name on them, and I thought they were things that I had actually ordered. So I just opened them and was very confused for a second, and then I wasn't, and one of the gifts gave away who my Secret Santa was right away, but I'll show you. So I got Green Lantern Intergalactic Lawman, which I'm super hyped for. I have not read any Green Lantern books before. I've actually seen some reviews that this one is solid, so I'm going to jump on this probably pretty soon.
Oh, is that Morrison?
This is Morrison, yes. Grant Morrison and Liam Sharp. Nice. I'll show it up one more time. Boom. I also got this awesome Boba Fett Funko Pop, which I'm here for. Nice. A Funko Pop. Really love this. Also, that show's coming out very soon, so super excited for that. And then the dead giveaway. My buddy Rodney Martinez is a bit of a spice lord. and he sent me an entire box of Pocky Haunted Ghost Pepper Chips. And let me tell you, they're friggin' hot.
I'm burning a little bit just thinking about it.
Yeah. Okay, so Pocky has a the one chip challenge. Some of you might have seen that. It's a single chip. It's like $20 just to get one of these chips, and they're way hotter than what he sent me a whole box of. I still have one from when he sent it for me, and I'm literally scared that my house is going to burn down just having it inside of my house. Like, they're so hot. This, not as hot, but still really hot. Like, I had a bite of one. I was like, okay, I need to take a Tums. they're hot, but he sent me an entire box of them. Tori actually tried one. Oh, and
was it? It was good. It was spicy.
Yeah, it's really spicy. It's like a dry heat too, okay. Like, which may seem obvious since it's on a chip, but it gets you. So
we've toyed with the idea recently after Alex talked about that of doing a two-man comic book like Hot Ones type challenge where the three of us just do that. You know, you have like 10 questions and we're just talking about comic books and progressively eating hotter and hotter and hotter stuff. If that's something that would interest you, that would make you want to watch, then just join the Discord and let us know. drop some hot pepper looking emojis in the general chat on the Discord and say nothing else.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens.
Rodney, thank you very much. I really appreciate the gift. I am legitimately excited to read it. Solid. Two-man Secret Santa gift. If you participated in that and you're still waiting, you still have time. We just asked that everybody send out the gifts by Christmas. I know a handful of you already received yours and sent it out and are just kind of waiting. So just make sure you get that done.
Mine's sitting right over there off camera. I'm thinking about hand delivering it in a minute.
Ooh, spoiler. Actually, you might have it before this episode. I said he. I didn't mean that. Ignore the man behind the curtain. Mm-hmm. Are you guys ready to do some Santa giving to each other?
I was born ready.
True was born ready.
Yes.
Did you write a sweet Santa transition?
Santa.
Cool.
Or wait, here. Secret Santa time. Wait for it. Wait, I just realized it's time for the gift exchange. Not the Secret Santa, because that happened all month with all the other people.
We do children's parties. Oh, anyway, who wants to go first? I'll go first. I believe that this one is yours, and this one is mine. Wouldn't that be funny if I just got myself something? Those are yours. This is yours. I'll go through after they're done opening this, and we'll kind of show individual items after we're done.
I'm going to do like Alex did in the last episode, or the last Christmas episode, and open this right on the mic.
Yeah. Let's get this. You came here for a comic Christmas gift, ASMR?
Last year, we were using condenser mics, so it was a little different. It's not quite as fulfilling of an experience. But.
Yeah.
Do we both go?
Yeah, go for it. I had a lot of fun shopping for the both of you. It was probably easier for me. I also felt sorry for like Rodney. I don't even know who got Drew. But having to shop for a comic book people, like buy them comic books, is super tricky. But I had fun doing it just because I know about more of their comic book preferences, I think, than most people would. So here I am just feeling dead air. Until it happens. Uh-huh. Tori opens first.
I'll let you.
Yes.
So I got Tori the Batman 1989 Funko Pop.
Very nice.
Oh, nice. Michael Keaton.
Sorry, let me get you.
Oh, there.
There we go.
Which is a pretty cool one. I almost kept it for myself. But it's a cool one. It's just not... This is Keaton Batman.
Lovely. Ooh.
And then I got Drew.
Bubble wrap. This is very well wrapped.
I didn't wrap the bubble wrap. I should have made this way easier for them to get into.
it's like packing tape.
No, I don't have a knife in here either. I moved into the kitchen to probably open something like bubble wrap.
Here, you continue.
Oh, yeah. Be careful unwrapping comic books with paper to not actually tear into that. It was really hard to shop for you guys. Like, I found good things that I think you'll like, but also just narrowing it down. Drew.
I have to say, this is my first Funko Pop.
Ah, okay. So this one.
It's also my first Funko Pop.
Ah.
Yes.
Never mind. This one is super cool. So this is the original Human Torch.
Like from the 60s, not from the Fantastic Four.
OG like Marvel Comics, like the Android one. Yeah. So this is like a deep cut. This is like an 80-year celebrating Marvel one. So super cool. This is actually in the comics, I believe, the body of Vision. So the body of Vision is this original Human Torch with the brain of Wonder Man. Nice. Super cool. Ah, yes.
Oh, I'll just leave it back on that.
Tori, I got him this first volume of Ice Cream Man. Have you heard about this, Tori?
I think I've heard you talk about it.
Okay, so this is super cool. I know you're going to love this or else. this is an Image book. If some of you are already kind of deep into the indie scene, you know exactly what Ice Cream Man is. It's like a selection of like horror stories, and they're all set within a different or in the same universe, but they're not really connected by anything except for the Ice Cream Man. And I won't say anything else because it's very good. I've read like the first three volumes. And
sounds right up my alley.
Yeah. It's super cool. I can't really say anything without spoiling it, but it's like in many people's top comic book list right now.
And then I haven't heard of this. What's the deal with this one?
This is, I almost got you something else, but I kept hearing how good this was. So this is a James Tynion or Tynion the Fourth book called The Department of Truth, The End of the World. And from my understanding, I haven't read this, but it deals with essentially conspiracy theories.
I've always wanted to be really like, seriously into conspiracy theories. Like ever since I watched, there was an X-Files episode and there was like this ring of people that were all like getting together for this conspiracy theory, like campfire thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to wallpaper my walls with tinfoil and stuff. Like, so
you should wear tinfoil while you
you're going to give me some inspiration.
I've heard this is very good. I haven't actually read it. I was tempted to, but I was like, no, I let Drew read it first. It's the art I flipped through is really cool.
Yeah, this art's nice.
It's
here. Show them that page. That's just really pretty.
Yeah, here's a splash page right here.
Who is the art?
Simmons, I believe. Let me see if I can get their full name in here somewhere. Is it on the back? Maybe.
Martin Simmons.
Ah, there we go. Yeah. Which he did Dying is Easy.
Well, thank you, Alex.
Yeah.
My first Funko Pop.
Yes, thank you, Alex.
You're very welcome. I hope you enjoy. I expect full book reports on your trades. Let me know what you think. The art in Ice Cream Man is also really kind of surreal and gory.
I'm going to spoil a little bit. I almost talked about this one in my What You've Been Reading, but I've been reading Mr. Mercedes. Have you read that?
Yes,
there's an Ice Cream Man in it. I'm only like five chapters in, so I don't know a lot, but it would have been very appropriate if I had been reading that whenever you gave him Ice Cream Man, which I have been reading it, but I haven't told you about it.
Well, now you can tell us next episode what you've been reading.
Everybody's going to be waiting on the edge of their seats for my...
With bated breath.
For my quick synopsis of the first five chapters of Mr. Miracle.
This one's so cool. I love
Mr. Mercedes. I keep saying that.
I'm jealous that I got Drew this. I just love this design. This is just a cool Funko. Like,
yeah,
this is nostalgic for many reasons.
Nice.
Cool. Who's up next, fellas?
I'll just go ahead. So mine are just one thing. But I sat there and thought about it for a while. I took a different approach. Here, we'll start with Alex. Mm-hmm. Instead of thinking, what comics can I buy? I thought about an upcoming project that we're hoping to get off the ground, and I thought that maybe this could be helpful.
Okay. This is very heavy. Let's scoot this back.
Yes. And I did the wrapping, so if you here, like, let's show off some of my horrible wrapping jobs.
I see DC so everybody characters. Can see
it. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is a great gift. I love things like this. So this is the DC Comics Encyclopedia, the new edition.
Yeah,
Okay. Oh nice. It's so huge. Yeah. Hold on, let me. Oh yeah.
I was just thinking it might be nice as we're working on the new 52 to just like.
Are we on?
Yeah, we are. Just like slip through that a little bit, you know. And I flipped through it some, and I was like, man, I should have bought myself a copy too, just because there are so many characters you don't know about, and just like it's a lot. So, not exactly something you're gonna read cover to cover, but something you can leave on the shelf. I was thinking a lot of trivia could come from here.
There's a gentleman here named Abracadabra that absolutely looks like Stephen Strange.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
That's totally him.
This is cool. Yeah, I can get lost in this. These coffee table book stuff that's got just dense. I mean, it's like dense information about obscure characters. So this will really help
With
our Alex and Drew Read the New 52 project that we're doing. Yeah, this is cool. Thank you.
I guess I should have given you this while he was opening that so there wouldn't be much dead air. I'm sorry.
Yeah, fine. This, I always look at these when I go into Barnes & Noble because there's a lot of them there, like the Marvel ones, the DC ones, and they're just there's so many of them, and they're not all just encyclopedias, but some of them are like deep dives on a certain character. It's cool.
Do you have that?
I don't.
Okay, cool.
What is it?
I almost bought this for myself, actually. This is amazing.
Oh, is this Dune?
Yeah. This is
this is a graphic novel.
Yeah, the graphic novel of Dune. There's a couple of them out, actually. But this one, I think, is supposed to be like a lot of it.
Whatever this is possibly spoilers.
But yeah, I don't know. I just saw it, and I was just thinking, we've talked about Dune. And I thought, even if you didn't want to go through and read the whole thing, it might be fun just to see what certain people's artistic ideas would be for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is cool. Now, a major motion picture.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe you like it, maybe you won't. But I saw it because I was just trying to think, you know, the sort of stuff that you like to read and whatnot. And it's hard with the advent of like Marvel Unlimited and all these things just to think, I'm going to get you something that you could read very easily.
Right.
But I haven't seen Dune on any of those. So.
Yeah, that was one of the things that kind of dictated mine. Right. Just actually being able to like, he can pull out his iPad and read this. Oh, there are more things. This is also heavy. I'm going to enter a heavy one last. Ooh, this is dense too. Did you wrap this?
My mommy did.
My wife also wrapped the ones that I got for you guys.
I thought about just putting mine in bags, but I didn't want to take the thrill of unwrapping things away from you guys.
It is seldom that we get to just unwrap gifts from Santa.
Oh, sweet.
What is this? 6 billion demons. I'm laughing really hard at the thought of your mom wrapping this.
It's the first two trades of that.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, yeah, there's another one. 6 billion demons, Tom Parkinson Morgan.
I believe it's kill 6 billion demons.
Oh, I can't read. It is kill. Okay, I'm going to show you first volume.
You might be careful about flipping through it. Some of it is spicy.
Okay. I will not flip through it. The art already on the back cover, though, looks incredible. Have you read these?
No, I haven't.
Image title. Fantasy with her boyfriend kidnapped. Genocidal angels. Wow. There's some refreshes there to save them. Okay, yeah, this is going to be cool. Thank you. There's more.
Oh, wow.
Drew,
cool.
Did you get something?
Yeah, I'll talk about it real quick. I have to figure out what this one is. But I got a copy of Preacher. I can't quite put that on there. But two collections from Garth Ennis, Preacher from Torrance.
I have read those.
Yeah.
That is a very popular comic.
I don't think I started thinking about reading them, but I watched part of a show of it one time. But yeah, now I will definitely check it out because I've been curious about it, especially after you mentioned it. So thank you. I look forward to reading that. And what is this? Leaving Richard's Valley. Looks like just a bunch of cool little...
This came highly recommended by our friend DJ.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so I looked into it, and it looked really cool. I haven't read it, but...
Here, I'm just going to show just a random one. I don't know if there's anything to worry about on here, but it's just like, just look at this art. It kind of gives you a kind of Far Side type vibes. Just short... Short but cool little comic strip type things. Yeah. Thank you. That looks neat. I'll probably just set this over on my table where I watch TV and just flip through it from time to time.
Yeah, there you go.
Until I've finished.
Oh,
But thank you. This looks really cool.
Did you guys hear that explosion?
Oh,
me dropping this.
I think I started reading this one time. Was that me? Oh, sorry. Apparently, I forgot to unmute. That was the commercial break from
a
recent thing. Sorry about that.
Tori also got me Fables, the entire Compendium 1. This is a thick boy.
Yeah.
Look at that. Oh, she thick.
Is that the one that I think it is where it's like modern fairy tale characters?
Yes.
Okay, cool. This
is a DC Black Label, which they, so like,
just want to see
Mr. Miracle.
Yeah, I did read the first little bit of it.
You read some of this?
I read like the first one or two because I came across them somewhere. I don't remember where. But yeah, really interesting. I meant to keep going.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to jump into this. I've only read a handful of the DC Black Label stuff, but everything I've read, I've been a huge fan of. Super cool. You know what would have been perfect if we had been just slightly faster unwrapping and then said, we'll be right back. So then we could do our drawing, and then it would have been built in. It's fine. Thank you, Tori.
Very
good gifts. I imagine for all of us, there isn't a little bit of difficulty buying for comic book nerds buying comic books, but y'all did good.
I've got a lot to work my way through now.
Yeah, this is
exciting.
Thick comic book.
Is that like the entirety of it? Or it says Compendium 1.
Compendium 1. I don't know if there's more beyond that or...
You know, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited to check it out either way. Cool.
Is that in the way on the shot? No.
No. Awesome. Should we take a break or should we just go in and do it?
Let's take a little break.
Cool. So we'll be right back and we're going to do our 2-man Christmas giveaway. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss it. And we're back. We're going to do our 2-man Christmas giveaway. First, we're going to show the first and second prize. These are both really cool titles, though. So, honestly, if you win, you're getting something cool. Drew, what do we got?
So, for the first one, it's something we covered on the show.
Oh, yeah.
So, hopefully, if the person that is getting this maybe hasn't made it to that point, definitely read this before you listen to our We Live episode.
Yeah. We Live, the first trade. This collects which?
It's the first five. The five that are out. Yeah. There's also a new Comic Book Day thing, but they're about to start Series 2. It hasn't come out yet, from Aftershock Comics. Really good.
Yeah, this one's super cool. Very unexpected ending. It was just cool. We were super surprised by it, and definitely one of our happier picks for reading this year. What else we got? So that one will go to first place.
And the second one is an Image book that I heard about a couple of years ago, and I found it, and I've read what's in this collection. I read it on Comixology Unlimited, but it keeps going. We've got Skyward, which is a really cool book where basically gravity just shuts off, and it's like, what happens 15 years after or whatever.
Who did this
one? I can't remember the name.
Joe Henderson and Lee Garbett.
Yeah.
So Joe Henderson did Netflix's run on Lucifer, and Lee Garbett did some work on Lucifer and Loki, Agent of Asgard. Yeah.
But it's a really good book. So we want to share it with you guys.
Cool. All right. Any final thoughts before we begin the random? I'm going to do just one at a time, and then just going to remove one afterwards.
So if for whatever reason this is the first episode you've ever come across of us, the way that people entered was by watching our subscribing to our YouTube and leaving a hashtag 2-man Christmas 2021, or leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. So we like to do these giveaways from time to time because we love sharing the gift of comics. That's kind of what this whole 2-man Christmas season is about for us.
Yeah.
So just because you miss out on this one doesn't mean you miss out on future. Just subscribe to our YouTube and keep tabs on us so that next time we do a giveaway,
yep,
you can be on the front row.
Cool. Without further ado, here is the first winner. Drum roll, please. Start. And Arturo Rojas, you are the winner.
You're going to get We Live.
Of We Live.
Arturo, I hope you enjoy it. It's a great, great, great book.
Yes. So I'll contact you and get your information. You might actually also be coming within a drivable reach of us for the holidays. I know you do that sometimes. So cool. We Live to Arturo. And for Skyward, the winner is, drumroll, start, and Shane Carlson. Man, what a time for Shane. Yeah. Okay. First off, congratulations. Shane has like just recently jumped into the comic book world. He messaged me once like 2 months ago and was like, hey, don't you like comics or something? And he actually was like referring to, he'd heard that I had a comic book podcast somehow. And he was like, oh yeah, do you guys talk about any MCU stuff? Because like many people, his main experience in comics had been through the films. So I was like, yeah. And I sent him a couple of links to some of our reviews or reaction stuff that we talked about it. And then he told us, he joined our Discord and told us that he was working through the entire back catalog of the podcast.
Yeah. That, and that really cheers us up, you know?
Yeah.
Nice to know that somebody's doing that.
Yeah.
Thanks, super cool. Thanks, Shane.
But anyway, just the fact that he's like in here doing it, he's truly become a new comic book fan. He won. I'll put it up here. I should have shown the last one. Like, it was just random. That's probably overexposed, but whatever.
We can't see.
I'm sure you'll anything. Be able to read it. Yeah. Shane, we'll make sure that you get this promptly. Cool. That was awesome.
Do you want to go ahead and read some reviews while we're at
yes.
it?
Yes.
Since we're running shorter on this, but we have gotten a couple new 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. By the way, like we said, if this is one of your first times finding us, Apple Podcasts seems to be the best place to help other podcasts get a little traction. So you go on there, you leave a 5-star rating and review. We'll read it on here, but there's something about the way that Apple Podcasts works where if you start getting those reviews, it helps put us out in front of other people. So if you've been listening and haven't left us one, it'd mean a lot for us if you did.
Yeah, it goes a long way to spreading the word. Reading these two, yes.
Oh, maybe that one and that one. And okay. If you want to read that one.
Okay, I'll go ahead. Shane actually left a review. Shane, we, again, very much appreciate it. It's always cool to get, like, fresh blood in the podcast, and it's obvious that you are you're doing the thing. So Shane said, the beards these two men wield are among the best in the podcast scene. For that alone, you should give them a listen. Thank you. Beards aside, however, Alex and Drew are very easy to listen to. Their calm demeanors paired with intangible ability to connect the listener to the art and words of the comic are unparalleled. Bold claim.
Yeah.
This podcast is a great entry point for someone like me who is heavily invested in the MCU but has little to no knowledge of the actual comic books. Shane, thank you.
Thank you so much. You're about to get some more.
Oil this thing regularly along with a nice beard balm and then occasionally wash it with a couple different things. It gives me my comic book reading powers. And then we have one from Rodney who has been listening for a little bit, but like a good neighbor, left a podcast for us, a podcast review.
It's never too late to leave us a review.
Ronnie's title for his review was, great show, the 5 stars. He says, I'm brand new to comic book culture. You guys make it easy to follow along and never feel lost. You guys should do another time travel episode.
That's the second review that's mentioned that.
Yeah,
Time travel, for those of you who don't know, is one of my hobbies. So, yeah, let's do that. Let's figure out something that makes me want to read about time travel again.
And then we have one more from a person. I'm not sure who this is, but their username is Mantato. They said, these hosts are awesome. I might be biased since I may or may not be one of the hosts of this show. But I've learned so much more about comic books as a result of this show than I've ever expected. I grew up on DC Comics, but through this show, I've learned so much about Marvel.
It's by the amazing. Way, I never expected him to actually read this, but...
And I will be forever changed by my introduction to the indie comic book scene. I really hope that you've listened to this show, that you've enjoyed it, because I really enjoy it from my end. If you're reading this review, have you left a review yourself? Hint, hint. I'd love it if you did.
That was me, in case you're curious. I was just thinking about, you know, is it self-serving to leave a 5-star review on your own podcast? I know
people who do it.
I was like, I'm going to do it. My goal was so that I would leave it and we would forget about it for like months.
Yeah.
And then one day Alex would be like, hey, do we have any reviews? And then he would find it and start reading it and halfway through realize what was going on.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be a joke.
I think I caught it pretty quickly.
Yeah. I mean, the thing was, I may or may not be one of the hosts.
You know what? If the president can go and vote for themselves every election, we can leave ourselves a review.
Right.
I think we're doing a fine job.
All right. And so you guys read it, and then we get to write one, and we get to read it on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll write one. Anything else before we wrap up this?
Wasn't there something?
Holiday Lovely. Oh, we did the draw. We did.
Oh, everything. Yeah, yeah. Or do you want to do it in the next one, the resolutions?
No, we can do it now.
Okay. Yeah. So if you're still listening, you've made it past the reviews, the giveaway, everything. That's because you're real big fans of us. About this time last year, we did our just comic book New Year's resolutions. Yeah, nice. And I listened back through those episodes trying to figure out which ones we did. You have your Batman one? Oh. We're going to do some product placement here. Where do you want to put it? So we went back and found them. I don't remember exactly what they were, but essentially Alex wanted to read, get in on the Al Ewing Hulk run. Did you do that?
I got really far down the rabbit hole. I haven't finished it yet, but congrats. I got pretty far.
You said you wanted to read more DC. Have you done that?
I have. More than I ever have in a calendar nice. Year.
So far, Alex is winning. you also said you wanted to go back and revisit some of the big Marvel events with more context. Have you done that?
I didn't hit that one as hard. I started accidentally, believe it or not, reading Civil War again.
Okay.
Just to find out something. I was trying to compare exactly how it started in the comics versus the show, and then accidentally read like 3 issues of it.
Oh, that's... I guess that works.
Yeah.
Torrance, you said that you wanted to read more of the Squirrel Girl. So, let me say that again. Squirrel Girl saga.
Yeah, no, I didn't do any of that.
Okay. Well, you're in good company because mine was... What was it? I already forgot what I said. Oh, I wanted to finish reading the Before Watchmen and Doomsday Clock stuff, of which I have done 0. And there was something else I said... But let me just go ahead and tell you.
Was your goal to finish the new 52?
It was not. I didn't do any of the things that I said. Oh, no. I said I wanted to be more intentional about my TV viewing. And also, but I started as being more intentional about my TV viewing in regards to the superhero shows because I had just finished watching the Arrowverse. I did not do that. Because I watched the entirety of the Netflix Marvel saga, but now, I mean, I don't regret it. It was great to have watched. Those are good shows. I've watched all of those Disney Plus ones. So yeah, basically I failed at all of mine. So
I'm so proud of both of you.
We can try to make it better now. So Alex, do you have any resolutions for this year?
I think this coming year, and I already got a good start on this, I would like to read more indie stuff. And I think that's super easy to do because most of the awesome indie writers write for the big two as well. And even if they don't, like, you know, there's avenues that makes it pretty easy to find out and discover them. So just want to see some of these creator-owned stories that, I mean, there's a reason that the big two are pulling all these writers and creators in to write these stories. So I would love to do that. And then just carry on. I definitely read more DC this year than I ever have, but that wasn't a hard... ladder to climb or a hard scale to beat anyway. So I want to keep reading that. I still read way more Marvel stuff than I do DC. And I think we have a project coming up that will alleviate a lot of that. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned. What about you?
My first one, which should be easy to do if I just open up my stinking iPad, is to finish reading my Death of Superman run. I've got like 20 books left. But I stopped because the last one I read was very traditional in its approach to narration, where it's like, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You're going to see it on the page. And then the character is going to talk about it. So it's like you get a three-peat of everything. So I kind of stop. But anyway, that's one thing I want to do. Another is to, I've once again developed a stack of shame. I have like 10 books that I've bought recently. And now I have some more. I'm not going to call these the members... stack of shame because I'm not ashamed of these. These were gifts and that's amazing. But if I haven't read them by the time December rolls around, next December, then that will definitely be, I will feel very shameful. But I want to make it through my stack of shame before next Two-Man Christmas season. But it's funny because the stack of shame grows constantly.
There is always a stack of shame.
So I'm sure there's other things, but that's all I can think of right now.
Tori?
What about you?
My goal is to read the comic that we're supposed to read each week ahead of time.
It's a running joke here at the two-man headquarters that we are constantly, when I say we, Drew and I are constantly spoiling all of the comics that we're supposed to read because Tori has not done his homework. It's all right, as long as he's fine with it.
Yeah.
He signed up for this. He gets spoiled so you don't have to.
Yeah. Although I'll be on top of it.
I do think a lot of people do not read everything. I mean, I know some people, like, they'll get into one we're covering and go, oh, I want to read this one. But it's hit and miss, right? You're not going to like every comic book or be into it.
I don't necessarily love every comic we cover.
Right.
But you know, they're good. It gives you a background.
A variety of different cuts, some perspective. And yeah, sometimes you'll want to go back and read with this. Sometimes you just want to get the bullet points. Mm-hmm. So Tori had a full year of bullet points.
I will say we've talked about, and this was brought up in our Discord recently, that there's a good number of people who might actually like to know well ahead of that time, as opposed to just turning on this week's episodes and finding out, oh, we're reading this. So we're talking about trying to get a little bit more organized about that, mm-hmm. and give you a month or two of lead time. So you're like, hey, by the way, we're about to, the next story we're going to cover is something about Spider-Man. So if you don't want to be spoiled between now and January 1, go and read the entirety of Spider-Man's history, right. and then you won't get spoiled. Or join the Discord and see whenever we actually tell you which, like, four or five issues we're going to read. But yeah, we're talking about trying to do that so that maybe it is a little bit easier. You can look like, okay, they're going to be covering this, this, and then this. I'm really interested in this one, so I'm going to read that. That one, I'll just get the bullet points, you know, so on and so forth. So we're going to try to be better about that.
Yep, try to make it accessible for everyone. Cool. Any closing thoughts?
No.
None for you?
I thought I had a burp, but I don't.
Cool. Closing thought for me as we leave you on this holiday, Boba Fett, Michael Keaton, Batman, original Human Torch walking to a bar, all start calling each other names, who wins in the fight. Or send us a comment, tweet, let us know. It's really hard.
Good question of the week.
Really hard to not pick Batman in that one, but man, I feel like Boba Fett in the original Human Torch probably got some.
It's kind of like we talked about on the, was it Batman versus Thor? Who would win? It's like,
did Batman show up looking for a fight?
Like, does Batman exist in a world with the original Human Torch and Boba Fett, and he's been there long enough to learn their weakness?
Yeah.
Then yeah, you give it to him. If he's just popped in, kind of.
I think they all just popped into this then, multiversal bar for a quick nightcap.
I'll have to think on that.
Out of hand. What do you think? Comment down below. Let us know.
Join the Discord and let us know.
Join the Discord. Like, subscribe on YouTube. Leave reviews on podcasts. Do all the things. Merry Christmas to you, and a happy holiday if you celebrate something other than Christmas. We're super happy that you're here with us, and this is a lot of fun. I hope we get to do this for many years to come. Until next time.
Get your questions in for our 100th episode mailbag.
By the way, go
We're
watch
really good at ending. Yes.
Spider-Man. Oh,
that's
no
what
way
it was going
to
be. Next episode. this episode that you're listening to now drops on the 20th of December. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening to this that week, you have until, I think it was the 27th. That's when the episode drops that we're going to talk, we're going to record here in just a second, releasing, that's going to spoil the spoilers of Spider-Man No Way Home. You've got to go watch it. It's worth it. Go see it in the theaters. Don't let the internet spoil it for you, because
there are legitimate full scenes running around Twitter and TikTok right now.
Because we are going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Stay spoiler off the filled. watch it before the 27th.
Yep. Go do it. All right. We'll see y'all next time. And until then, bye.
Nope. That's the wrong one.
Go straight into thinking music before saying goodbye. See y'all later, everyone. Two Man Comic Book Club podcast is hosted by Alex Miller and Drew Morris. Our graphic and logo work is done by Tessa Price, and our original compositions and theme music were composed by Drew Morris.
For the record, I still don't know why Alex's credits have reverb on them. That tasted like pizza rolls.
Mmm.
Okay, I need to fix this.